I sat breathless, naked, tied to the chair in the center of the room, darkness surrounding, silence deafening, and then, from one corner, the sounds of movement. You were here. I listened to the sounds of you removing your suit jacket and rolling up your sleeves. I heard the clink of your belt buckle coming undone, the whisper of leather through belt loops. Your footsteps echoed through the room as you moved closer, adjusted my blindfold, and spoke for the first time. Good girl. Your hand caressed my cheek and then slapped so suddenly it took my breath away. I gasped and you chuckled. You gently kicked my feet apart, obscenely spreading my legs, exposing me to you. Your hands cupped my breasts, kneading and rolling my nipples between your fingers, pulling and pinching, making me squirm. And then I felt your teeth scrape slowly over each nipple. I heard you smile as you felt my body shudder in response to each new assault. You yanked my hair back suddenly and bit my neck, then whispered, "You are mine." My moan of surrender was nothing less than you expected. "This is mine," you growled, shoving your fingers into my soaking wet cunt. Words escaped me as I clenched tight around you and strained against the rope. In a single instant, you removed your fingers and cut me free from the chair. You pushed me onto the bed and caressed my ass, bit me once on each cheek, then held my head down while you pulled my hips into the air. On my knees for you, face down, ass up, blindfolded, shaking. The first spank somehow took me by surprise, but my ass quickly warmed to your touch. Your expert hands warmed and reddened my cheeks and caressed my pussy between strokes. I began to slip to that happy place where time does not exist. Then suddenly, your cock brought me back. Your cock plunging into my pussy, spearing me from behind, causing me to cry out. Your belt slipped around my neck, the earthy scent of leather playing games with my mind. You fucked me like that, taking your pleasure, pulling on the belt from time to time, slapping my ass, calling me names, fuck toy, cock slut, whore. I flew higher and higher. When you touched my clit, I screamed, the explosion taking me by surprise. I hadn't realized how close to the edge I was. I came so hard all over your cock. As I spasmed, You grabbed my hips and released yourself inside me, growling hard as you came in my tight, wet pussy, claiming me once again as yours. We collapsed, shaking, onto the bed. As we caught our breath, you pulled me into your arms and kissed my forehead gently. You were perfect, kitten. Such a good, good girl. I smiled to myself as I drifted off, thinking of how much fun the rest of our weekend was going to be.